Dad, but I'm nothing like that size.
Welcome hither.
The light got turned up on me upstairs somewhere, and I didn't get a chance to tune, so this is an ancient Chinese song. You know what it's called, don't you? Tuning. Funny who these things that get coined, isn't it? Whoops. A daisy. Anyway, this is a song. I'll find out whether I'm in tune with the first few bars and I'll start again. That wasn't going to change the world either. I have a feeling this is going to slowly die. Anyway, we'll watch it. This is called How Does It Feel? No. completely unreal. How does it feel to be a voter? How does it feel to be a volunteer? I wonder whose it is. I see it queuing up outside St. Peter's Gate. You can feel bona fide if you ride with the tide. But you know it's not real. White flag in your fist. How does it feel to have desire a mate on the spot. I want.
I wanna be in love.
my book. It's called Drugs for Everybody. I saw that sketch again on the TV last time. That was weird. I didn't realize that, you know, on Channel 11, it was, and it was like a Tyson thing. And there was the bit with John. No, it was Andrew Johnson. Anyway, with Eric Idle getting a pie in his face. Things thrown all over him. He's complaining that he had no laughs. He had no laughs. Oh, it's not my laugh. You're getting all the laughs. Oh, you got the job. This is the only job to do. You're getting all the laughs. So they poured all the shit all over him, and then, you know, told him it was his laugh. It's your laugh. Sorry about that. Diversion into the art. Anyway, this is a song called Drugs for Everybody. Can't you see the future in Drugs for Everybody? The book is hundreds of years old. With extended lives. People. Grafted onto blue baboons and propagated monkeys. I reach. It'd be good if I was, you know, if I could be transplanted into a gibbon. Woo! 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 Brilliant vocal cords. Through the woods. Brilliant. Think what you'd be able to do, you know, triple somersault. Yeah, you might. No vocal cords, but brilliant mentality. Grafted onto blue baboons and propagated monkeys. The cuckoos. Of apocalypse untold. Rebellion. Up the mountain. Can't you see the pharmacy unfold? I'll sing the song.
seen that picture in us for everybody? Can't you see the future in our hands? Splits at 15 feet and at the 7 to 11. Make it choice from 20 different brands. Smoking shit, talking it. Can't you see the future in our hands? Well, she'll be right on the way, en route to the never ever lands. Back on the gondola of the broken rock and rollers, can't you see the future in our hands? Can't you see the future in drugs? Don't you want to live the fairy tale? Happiness available on tap over the counter. Life and death and skunk all in the mail. With Hillary and Sillery to make sure Bill remembers to inhale. Well, she'll be right on by, en route to the Neverlands. Back on the gondolas of the broken rock and rollers, can't you see the future in our hands? It's the verse with the guitar solo. Can't you see the future in drugs for everybody, helping us escape the aches and pains? The future is a planet I imagine I inhabit, on board the cocktail flowing through my veins. Reality is not for me. I'd sooner be completely out my brains. Yeah, I would be completely out my brains. I would be completely out my brains. Hundreds of years old, wrapped it onto blue baboons and propagated monkeys, the cuckoos of apocalypse untold. With Valium up the bum, can't you see the pharmacy unfold? Great promises, well, you'll be right on by, on to the Neverlands. Back on the gondolas of the broken rock and rollers, future permanently put on hold. Yeah, we could put the universe. Yeah, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Yeah, let's go for the universe.
quite an old song. We used to have big demonstrations. And I guess half of them were focused on the Vietnam War, which was a complete travesty in the end, as we all know. And the other half was, well, a good heavy fraction of the rest was focused on the apartheid situation in South Africa. And just by sheer weight of numbers, eventually I think we all made a difference. And it's one of those occasions, South Africa is one of the very first occasions, I think, where the weight of public opinion around the world made a real difference. And I thought at the time, it was... Hey, that was funny, wasn't it? I thought at the time that it was... that I shouldn't write a hate song, that it should be a love song, because I knew that the situation would get better, because it couldn't possibly get any worse. It has got better. It's still very, still not good over there. But it will even now. It'll take about 50 years now, to get somewhere. Before the people who are intelligent enough. Merit. Get there. This is a song called South Africa. Right. I think tonight I should dedicate it to Nelson Mandela, who I think of as the father of the world now.
All right, yeah.
Dignified individual.
Change your mind. can be long. Oft I have slept by her window, oft I was burning, and wonder the words and the way.
Inspired by reading a biography of Sitting Bull, which by a guy called Robert Utley, which I found was really interesting. The North American indigenous race had as we all know, had a completely different idea of where their lives were than we do. A lot of their mental being was involved in their dream world. In order to be a Thunderbird, if you admitted to having had the Thunderbird dream, it was quite an admission, because you had to face the tortures and the privations involved in that. And at the same time, we all live in each other's dreams. I mean, I must have dreamt about 20 people last night, all in different situations, all in my past. We are in each other's dreams always. It goes so far as to, I'd like to say I'd like to be in your dreams as much as maybe you'd like to be in mine. It's one of those things. So you go to a different place and you know, this is a good place right now here in this room. It's a decent place. I can think that we would want to share each other's dreams. Anyways, but that's getting away from it. There are all kinds of things wrapped up into this. There's love, there's those kind of feelings. I've spent 18 years asleep. It dates me a bit. I should be worried. I enjoy it more as I get older. It's about all of those things in this song. Riding with old warriors. No matter which wars you haven't been through, you're still one of those, and you reach the end. Yeah,
imagine the curtain go up. As time starts to sigh, I find myself in midair again with my guide.
Love of the sun.
also a song from the new record. This is a song that I feel has a future. I've got to write the second part to this, I think. It has to be, this has to be explored fully. I think that the first half, which is this, the part I'm going to sing now, is probably should have been the second. And the first should have been angry. It's just one of those things. If I hadn't have said that, you would never have known. But there is another future to this song. By the way, it's packing on up here. This song, when I first came to the USA, after a short while, I mean, there's many wonderful things in this country, as you know, it's like a fairy. But one of the things that kind of irritated me at the start, I take no notice of it now, was, have a nice day. Have a nice day. I mean, we've got plenty of them. Can I help you, sir? Who's ever been got by a skunk? God, that must be awful. But they do call that brand of dope by the right name, don't they? You can actually, you can smell the house when you're going past it. Not even for any dogs, I only use it to work with now, but socially it's a waste of time, but for work with it's very good, it concentrates the mind. Anyway, this is a song. How the hell did I get into that? Bits of George Orwell in this song. It's a bit of a tribute, a hats off to George, once or twice in this song.
Gorilla's gonna come here.
brother's gonna come.
Fly across there and see her. It used to take 12 hours to, you know, to get there. Sometimes we do it together. And we became members of the 6 Mile High Club and stuff like that. It's not loud nowadays, you know. Smoking in the toilet, you get a little arrested on the spot and put in chains. Chains await you. Now he's been chained to A21. The duration. And, you know, it was funny on, you know, I suppose people still do it on various substances. But it was funny just to sort of nibble on, you know, 14 and 15 mushrooms and get on an airplane. Caught the same day, you know. I'm sorry, it's become sort of very drug-oriented tonight. not that I'm really, you know. I mean, alcohol is mine. It's terrible, isn't it? But anyway. Well, not strictly. 12 hours to get there, and the sun used to be outside of the port window all the time, all the way there, and always in the same position. So it became 12 hours of sunset, and it was easy. It was easy to develop a theme around singing you this song. I'm not near enough to the event in the middle here. This is my event. This song was written in the United States, as many of you know. There was a solution for the other part of things that we used to do, the demonstration. I always thought that there was only one winner on the streets, and those were the guys who were armed. And so it would have been much better to take Grandad out there and stick his medals on him. His ribbons and his medals, all his medals, and march in formation instead of rioting. We should have done that. Yep. It would maybe have been a lot better. There would have been a fair amount of embarrassment around. Anyway, this is the song. Thank you.
Can you tell me?
Harper, ladies and gentlemen.
These are the two best songs on the new record. The first one is from the Edge of Despair. It's from just the, from this side of despair.
Helpless on the
You need to have a pee. A bean. A leek. Another vegetable.
Genitive,
you should have it now.
We're going.
I'll wait for a couple of minutes before I sing this next song because it's bloody long. And I need to stand up, maybe, and drink a little bit of beer and look at you. Look at me when I'm talking to you. That includes you. And this is a song that has been going inside me for a long time. It involves one of my favorite dream characters. Actually, one of my favorite all-time characters, Tom Huxley, who was a famous scientist in the 19th century. That's not all he was. He was known as Darwin's bulldog. That's not all he was either. He was the man who coined the word agnostic, which didn't exist before him. And he was buried with no religious ceremony at all, which I think was extremely commendable in 1897. So, Jesus, that's 100 years ago, yeah.
Hold on!
100 years. That's 100 years. You and I, we've been running wild these 100 years. He was the spokesman on behalf of the origin of the species argument, the evolutionists, in 1860 when it seems that generally there was a debate ordered to sort the matter out, but it's still not sorted out. And never will be. Because people like their primitive superstitions. They do like them. I mean, I'm not very rational either. Part of this song comes from the rational in me. But there's plenty of the irrational left. I mean, you only have to put me on a stage to see that. But anyway, the Oxford debate in 1860 was an event, a world event, that hardly anyone knew about. There's another world event is it Wrigley Field tomorrow? It's a world event there, isn't it? Is that Maguire says again? No, I'll sing that Milwaukee tomorrow. Actually, the new beer that's about these days is better than the old beer was. So anyway, the Oxford debate took place, and Samuel Wilberforce, who was the Bishop of London, spoke for the church first, and he said he just wrote the whole thing off, and as an educated man, he should never have done that. And he ended up getting personal, which was a serious mistake. He turned to Huxley, who was only in his 30s at that stage, and he said, "And you, sir, which branch of your family is related to an ape? Is it your maternal grandmother?" You know, and apparently Huxley must have seen his maternal grandmother at that point and realised that she was, you know, a hard-working, quite poor woman. That made him a bit hot under the collar. And he was heard to say, right at that point, which is kind of a confusion in terms, bearing in mind that he was an agnostic, the first one in faith. He said, "The Lord hath delivered him unto my hands." And I've included those words, slightly altered, in this song. Otherwise, I've now achieved one of my ambitions, which is to walk in a dream with Tom Huxley, which is pretty good. Your dreams can come true on a stage sometimes. Anyway, there's lots of other things in this song. Bear with me.
Since he was six or so, not since you. Buried those images in that garden with your broom. Investigated sacrifice. And reveling in the stench of power. Calling me the wooden horse from the church of the ivory tower. You goddamn hypocritical hero in a roy. You've been a bad boy these 50 years. There's naughty girls, drugs, and rock and roll. Lying, deceiving, cheating, and mistreating. Then repeating, whilst we've been forgiving you all. You keep dragging out the ground that you know cannot be true. Dinosaurs and pygmy shrews related to a great white shark. Next news you were telling us, and there were flying saucers, space cadets in the ark. What do you say, Tom Huxley? What do you say, Tom Huxley? What do you say? What do you say? Well, the Lord has delivered them unto my hand. Holy Ghost. barbed wire as deaf as any post. Sick and tired of holy hype, born again religious tripe, saying I believe and therefore I me.
Back then.
I'll obviously see you again. It's getting better. In the meantime, take good care of yourselves. It's been you were better than I was tonight, but
thank you.
I'll be nice when I'm better than you. See you in a bit.
Hey, thank you.
Roy Harper, ladies and gentlemen. Roy Harper.